Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from Digital Ignition here in Alpharetta. I'm Mike Salmond. John has the day off. He is enjoying this nice spring weather. But we have three great guests here in the studio. I want you to meet Monique Russell with Clear Communication Solutions, Jeff Lovejoy with Action Coach, and Christian Greta with Pixel Metaphors. And so we're excited to get down to business with them. We'll start with Monique. Monique, good morning and welcome back. We had you on about a year or two ago.
Yes.
And apparently, you came back for more punishment, huh?
Well, I was in the Gwinnett studio, so this is the first for me in the Alpharetta location, and it is beautiful.
Thank you so much. As are you, by the way, Monique.
Thank you.
So tell us about Clear Communication Solutions. What does your company do?
Absolutely. So what I do is we provide professional speaking, training, and coaching for leaders, and especially women leaders, helping them to go from good to great as confident communicators. I teach them how to use effective communication strategies and tools to really bring out the greatest parts of their personal and professional relationships.
How do you engage with these folks? Is it one-on-one? Do you give classroom instruction, or is it a kind of a combination of a lot of things?
It is a combination of a lot of things. I get to go into organizations and provide group training, where I would move through either 2 hours, 4 hours, sometimes even a full day session on emotional intelligence, interpersonal communication, and intrapersonal communication, basically how to get along with folks at work. And also, I do one-on-one coaching, and that's done primarily virtually. And I meet with leaders on a monthly basis, helping them to discover who they are, get really clear about their self-awareness, and give them effective tools so that they can take it back to work and use it at home as well. And the last way I work with groups, leaders, and teams is by hosting live events. So as you know, at our last meeting in the Gwinnett studio, I was hosting the Forbes Recommended Leadership Conference, LeaderCast Alpharetta. And we're back again coming up on May 4th. So I'm looking forward to that.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that before we let you go. But let's say I want to be a good leader, and I'm getting some good tips from you. And so I have my little leadership box with all my tools. What's the most important tool I should have to be an effective leader?
You know what? There are so many ways to answer this question. There are so many tools and so many competencies that we look to build in leaders. But if I had to choose one, I would say that the most important tool to have is self-awareness. We can get negotiation done. We can get public speaking down. We can analyze our business balance sheets. But until we know truly our emotional triggers and how we can identify those triggers in others so that we can inspire them to action or, you know, get them to be the best version of themselves, that's something that we will always struggle with. So I liken it to the point where, you know, logic is good. Mm-hmm. We need to have logic. But no one ever gets super excited about doing anything without emotion. Just think about it. I mean, when was the last time you got really excited about something? Did they say, well, Mike, I just think you're going to make a lot of money, so you should do this. But no, you might get inspired by hearing that. But if I really tap into how it's going to benefit you or the why of why you're doing it, I will be able to move you to a much greater amount of action, potential, and lasting change.
So emotion's good in the workplace, but it's got to be the right emotion.
Listen, you know what? I get this all the time. People say emotion should not show up at work. I don't know if you are a robot. You know, right. If you're a robot, it's not going to show up at work. But we are human beings. We are emotional creatures that think rather than thinking creatures that feel. So we are driven first by those emotions, and our emotions show up everywhere, everywhere we go.
Mm-hmm. We've interviewed a lot of successful leaders and business leaders on this show and other shows on Business Radio X. And every leader's got some ego. You got to have some ego to be successful. But I'm thinking, and I'm not the expert here. You are the expert. But I'm thinking, to be a good leader, you want to keep some of that ego at the door.
Yeah, and there's a balance to that, because those of us who are invested or who invest in ourselves we really understand that, you know, we're never going to get the full picture. No matter how good we think we are not going to be able to see all of the blind spots that are around us. And I get to work with people who are actively seeking. I'll tell you about a gentleman. He approached me. He was in corporate for a very, very long time, but he moved to become a business owner. When he was in corporate at the time, well, he had to do performance reviews, and a lot of the things were driven by his superiors saying that, you know what, hey, you need to go ahead and work on these competencies. You have gaps in your performance. When he moved to a business owner, there was nothing there driving him to improve those leadership skills. But only years later, he came and he said, well, I haven't had a 360. A 360 is where you get feedback from, you know, your superiors, your peers, and everyone around you to see what you're giving off. And I could talk about that later. That's a whole nother story. But he came to me and he said, I haven't had a 360 in 15 years, and I think I want one. The first thing I said was, why? So now he has an internal motivator driving him to see how he's impacting other people around him. And it's not being driven from someone from the top or, you know, someone in a leadership role above him saying that these are gaps you need to fix. He wanted to drive his performance because he wanted to have a better quality of relationships with his wife and also with his other business, you know, colleagues as well.
This is very interesting. You said his wife. The things that you learn as far as your leadership skills can help you in other parts of your life, not just work.
That's the primary function. You know, yeah. We think we can put on different masks, like we change clothes, but we're really one person. You know, we don't have to put on a mask at work and put on a different face when we come home, because that's not sustainable. Sooner or later, you're going to burn out. You know, what if we could just be one whole person?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, definitely the things that you gain. Leadership is, my philosophy is, it's a lifestyle. Okay. It is a lifestyle. It's who we are right now and who we are developing into, our continuous development. When you grow, Mike, when you go to a coach, when you go to a conference, when you read a book, everyone around you benefits. Your kids, your wife, your colleagues, your parents, everybody around you benefits. So leadership is a lifestyle, and the benefits you get from working with someone and investing in yourself don't just stop once you're done. They carry you forever. It's like my college degrees, you know, I'm done with them, but I have the benefit and the tools for the rest of my life.
Gotcha. We're talking with Monique Russell with Clear Communication Solutions here on North Fulton Business Radio. So you go to classes or you read a book, like you say, or you watch a video and you want to change. But habits are hard to break, especially for an old dog like myself. So how do you change habits and then maintain the new way of doing things?
Man, this one is a good one, because, you know, habits are hard to break and they take time. We are living an instant fix. We want instant results. And if you really want transformation and lasting change, the first thing you need to do is accept that it is going to take time. And then you have to have a system of continuous development. I have lost 10 pounds, I don't know how many times. They say, you know, they say you need to have a habit for, I think, 30 days and then you develop it. Well, that didn't work for me, Mike. I practiced the habit for probably about 90 days, but they were not consecutively. Okay. They were probably over a span of a year. So you have to have something that's driving you, something. I believe we're driven to change by vision, pain, or gain, right? So we look at what is possible for us and we say, wow, I want to get to this next level. Or we're sick and tired of where we are. We want to make a change. And so we're driven to change that way. Or we just see that there's a potential, there's something to gain or something of value. And then we move to take action to those steps. So the first thing is identifying what your motivator is, and then creating a sustainable, creating an environment where the change can be sustained over time, making sure that you have the right community of people to support you, the right folks in your ear, because the power of influence, environment, and community, it does make a difference. So just think about those multi-level marketing conferences. They are just filled with energy. You cannot go into a room and hear all the woo, woo, rah, 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 and come out saying, I just think life is just so terrible.
But then again, a couple days later, that's worn off, and that's where you've got to really keep that change going.
And that's why you need to have accountability and community consistently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could talk forever about this stuff, but let me ask about you. How did you get into the leadership coaching and so forth?
Mm, that is a great question. I
only ask great questions on this show.
You are a great host.
I leave questions to John, but he's not here. So you're only going to get great questions.
You get some cool points here today. I would say it started when I was in high school. And I didn't know it then. I had to go and invest in coaching and get the power of reflection to see that, wow, this started when I was in high school. And I would be
involved. This was like, what, 5 years ago?
Probably like two
and a half. Am I getting more brownie
points?
Listen,
Hey, I just took my son to Georgia State University. He's going to finish the last 2 years of college. So don't get me started. I can tell you a thing or two. But yeah, it started in high school, Mike, and I would be involved in, you know, interact clubs, debate clubs, representing the school in different areas. Everyone that I was giving advice to was always 3 or 4 grades higher than me. So I was always the one, you know, giving advice. Went from the warm Bahama Islands all the way to the cold Minnesota. 2 weeks later, found myself working on campus, giving advice to the Minnesota Orchestra on how to increase student engagement into this acquired taste of orchestra music. So I didn't know at all then that that's what I was doing. Fast forward, life, you know, happened, and I found myself in executive support. I would be asked questions from simple matters to complex issues. And I had no idea that, you know, all that training was connected to what I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. So I would say it started in high school, but I didn't know it then. Using the power of reflection, I know it now.
Right. Very cool. Like I said, I feel like we could talk forever. I know there's so many things that people would like to hear about, including 360, but we're going to save that. So people need to call you and find out more. I do know one of the big reasons you wanted to come on real quick is to talk about an upcoming leadership thing here in Alpharetta. Before we let you go, talk about that.
Yes, it is LeaderCast Alpharetta. It is one of the largest leadership conferences in the world. Filled with great speakers. I host it here at the beautiful Metropolitan Club on Windward Parkway. It is an affordable day of professional development. And this year, the theme is lead yourself. You know, and we all know as leaders, the most important person that we need to lead or be able to lead first and foremost is ourselves. We're going to have great speakers like Dr. Jim Lear of the, you know, Performance Institute. We're going to have Jen Bricker, who's an aerialist acrobat. We're going to have Ian Cron, Andy Stanley. I mean, we have a very great lineup of speakers. I will feed you, okay? I will feed you. You'll get breakfast, lunch, and coffee. And it is limited to only 100 people. So you're going to have great energy in the room if you are that type of leader and this resonates with you, you know, your listeners. You'll have great energy. You'll have great connections. And you'll take yourself to the next level in adding your leadership toolkit.
For those that would like to find out more about that and find out more about you and your services, where can they get all that information?
You can hit me up at clearcommunicationsolutions.com. But I want you to go ahead and send me an invite on LinkedIn. You can find me at Clear Communication Coach. Again, that's Clear Communication Coach, Monique Russell. And I look forward to connecting and serving you.
Great. Monique, thank you very much. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Monique Russell with Clear Communication Solutions. Here on North Fulton Business Radio. Before we go to our next guest, I want to ask you if you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business, well, then you need to call Proactive Payroll because they rock payroll and provide relief. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and much, much more. We use them here at Business Radio X. They don't just process payroll. They build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, or call 404-410-0031. Our next guest here on the program is Jeff Lovejoy. He is the owner of Action Coach. And Jeff, good morning, and thanks for coming by the studio.
Pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
What does Action Coach do? What do you do for a living?
So, Mike, I work with business owners to help them get the most out of their business. You know, in most cases, business owners are really good at the technical aspects of what they do, but they're not able to see what others can see. And so they're rarely able to, on their own, get the most out of the business. You know, we've just seen the Olympics. Every single athlete there had one, two, or even three coaches. And it's because the athlete can't see what they're doing. They don't know what they should be doing, and they also don't have the self-discipline to do what's necessary in order to achieve world-class. The same thing goes with business owners. And if you look at senior execs, they have coaches. So it's all around helping people achieve what they want out of their business.
That's a good point. You think of athletes, they have coaching. Why not be a successful business person and have that coaching as well?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes they say, what is it? You can't see the forest through the trees. You need to sometimes step back.
Yeah, absolutely. We always say that every business owner should have an attorney, an accountant, and an action coach.
Yeah, there you go. And you would be the great action coach.
Absolutely.
What are some of the benefits, more specifically maybe, that you could bring to the table?
So
and things that you're looking for when you're evaluating someone.
Yeah, thanks for that, Mike. I'm very broad in how I work with business owners. So I've got cases where I've helped business owners double and triple revenue within the first 12 months of working with them. I've had cases where we've taken teams where the team was purely in a clock in and clock out basis and turned them within a year to an empowered team that was helping the owner achieve the owner's goals. I've taken cases where owners were plateaued at a certain level and help them double that where they were. And it's purely by getting them to focus on the strategic aspect of how to grow the business rather than being heads down and doing the day-to-day work of the business. And that's where most business owners are. They're in the back flipping hamburgers. They're up on the roof. They're designing web pages. They're cutting flowers. They're cutting hair, as opposed to thinking about, you know, how can I find more clients? I'll hire someone to get up on the roof so I can find more clients, or how come my restaurant's not full on Tuesday evenings? Well, I'm in the back in the kitchen. I don't think about that sort of stuff.
Right. I got you. Well, Jeff, we love success stories here on Business Radio X. Are there some success stories you can share with us, and feel free to drop some names if you'd like to?
Sure. I mean, I mentioned a couple of them, but you know, a most dramatic one is I worked with a young guy who had been in a kind of a handyman. And within 2 years, we took him from about $150,000 in annual revenue to last year, $1.3 million. And it's purely by getting him focused and getting his headset wrapped around the fact that he could run a business that size. You know, a lot of us have that head trash that's saying, you can't do this. You can't. Why should you be able to run $1.3 million business?
I will admit, this is the first time I've ever heard the term head trash.
Oh, yeah. I use that a lot. And honestly, you know, that was one of the things I had to deal with in becoming a coach is that head trash that's in there that's saying, why should people listen to you? I mean, we all have it. And it's a matter of those that succeed don't listen to that head trash. And those that fail listen to it, and it holds them back. You know, Lombardi said, you know, the mark of a champion is not that they don't get knocked down. It's that they get back up every single time they get knocked down. And it's because they're not listening to that head trash that says, stay down. You've been knocked down 3 times. Don't get up a fourth time. The champion will get up the fourth time.
Yeah. Between our first two guests today, I'm getting inspired just listening to both you guys. What would you say to that business person that says, oh, I don't need an action coach. I can do it on my own. What would you say to that person?
Well, I'd say that's the typical story that I hear. You know, they've been doing this. I've been running this business 15 years.
I'm doing fine without you.
I'm doing fine. Well, then you ask them, so how are you doing relative to your competition? Oh, well, you know, we're doing okay. Well, how come okay and how not great? And a lot of times it's because, as I said earlier, everything they think they need to know is the technical aspect of how to run that business. It's not the strategic, which is what's going to take the business to the next level. They're up on the roof. And so logically, you think that if I'm a plumber, and I want to grow my business, I have to work harder. Well, that starts that hamster wheel that gets running faster and faster and faster, and eventually you can't get off or you burn out. They need someone to say, stop, be smarter about how you do this, and I'll help you grow the business, but you're not going to be on that hamster wheel. You're going to have to take time out to learn. We're going to teach you some new ideas. And I meet with them every week or every 2 weeks, and we take baby steps to help them get where they want to go. And in fact, that's one of the biggest challenges. A lot of them don't know where they want the business to go. They don't have an end in mind. And so every day begins to look like the same day because I don't know where I'm going. And I need someone to help me think about where do I want to go and then take those baby steps every single week that help me get there. That's how they achieve dramatic results.
I got you. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
It's a marathon. It's you eat an elephant one bite at a time. It's that same thing.
Exactly. Jeff Lovejoy with Action Coach is our guest. Tell me about yourself, Jeff. What qualifies you to be my action coach?
Great question. Well,
Remember, I only asked the great questions.
That's right. I heard that. I came out of banking. So I was 26 years between Bank America and Wachovia. And then Wachovia decided to make a disastrous acquisition and bought a bank out in a savings and loan out in California that right at the peak of the real estate boom, and it busted, took Wachovia down, and they started laying people off, and I was one of those. And so I started thinking about what do I want to do next because I didn't want to get it back in banking. And I have an MBA in finance, and I started thinking, you know, what I want to do is I want to get involved where I can feel like I'm helping people. I don't want to sell them a smoothie king. You know, that to me is not. I want to have commercial relationships where I add value and I build relationships. And so that pointed me towards Action Coach. And Action Coach is a worldwide franchise. I went through 2.5 weeks of intensive 5 a.m. to midnight training, and then three months of every week training, and then follow-up training. I have a coach myself. Every Monday I talk to Andrew, who's in New Zealand. And, you know, it's all because I can't say that business owners need a coach if I, as a business owner, don't have a coach myself.
It's funny. You're not the first person where I've heard that.
So you know, there's we're all about education. I have to stay one step ahead of my clients because if I'm not, then I'm not adding value. And so I'm all about learning. And that's why I have a coach. I read all the time. I just, you know, I have to add value. Mm-hmm. And so it's constantly learning.
I'm sure a lot of the things that you're teaching can be used by any business leader anywhere, but is there maybe one expertise area or one segment of business where you seem to find most of your clients are at where you really can excel?
Well, I guess it's where I seem to find the most traction is helping them think through, I mentioned it earlier, what they want to get out of their business. Because once that becomes clear, so a great example was a remodeler I was working with about 4 or 5 years ago. Didn't know where he wanted to go. It was about $500,000 company. He didn't like to delegate. He went from jobs, every job site he was on all the time. And as soon as I got him to be really clear about what he wanted the business to be, and it took about a month for him to think through that, he realized he had to start delegating. He realized he couldn't go to job sites. He realized he had to do more marketing to find more clients. He had to hire better people in order to keep the business growing because he wasn't going to be there all the time. It was a snowball effect. And as a result, we doubled revenue in a year. But it didn't happen until he got clear on where he wanted to go. So I guess if I have to pick out one thing, that's what I think. And that's one of, I think, the qualities of a superior leader is they have the vision that others don't. Right. And so that's one of the things I teach.
Great stuff. And I know, just like Monique, we could talk forever about such great stuff. But for those that would like to find out more, Jeff, about you and about how you can help their business, where can they get more information about Action Coach?
So my website is actioncoach.com/Jeff Lovejoy. I'm on LinkedIn, Jeff Lovejoy, or give me a call at 404-444-1836. I'd be glad to share some ideas.
Great. Jeff, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right. Before we go on to our third guest, I want to let you know that we are broadcasting live from Digital Ignition, and this is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. We are nestled within a 45,000 square foot building, and they have an open floor plan here with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, a video recording studio, and a fantastic break room with outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink if you can get John Ray away from that coffee machine. If you want great co-working as well as space which impresses your investors, your customers, and your future employees, visit digitalignition.com. And they have a great staff here that really will take good care of you. Our third guest here on North Fulton Business Radio comes to us from a company called Pixel Metaphors. He's the owner, Christian Grita. Christian, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for being here. And also thank you to John.
Yes, here, for helping set this up and getting you in here. Pixel Metaphors, what do you do, Christian?
It's called Pixel Metaphors because initially I was a graphic designer. So I'm still doing graphic design as it's complementary to social media marketing. So that's where it comes from.
So social media is now really what you're working in. So specifically, what do you do in social media and how are you helping others?
So what I do is I specialize in Facebook and Instagram ads. I'm really passionate about that. I think it's a very good vehicle today for marketing because we all have to sell something, right? Yeah, so I'm very passionate about that. And today is the age of social media.
Yeah.
And we've all ignored it at some point or another. We said, oh, okay, it's maybe just a fluff or just like we did with everything. Like in the beginning, we thought, oh, okay, internet is just a fad. It'll disappear in 5 years. Well, it didn't happen. It's here to stay. Same thing with social media. A lot of people, when I'm asking them, sorry, maybe I'm going too deep into this.
No. This is what you're here for.
And also, I'm realizing that after Monique and Jeff were so eloquent, I'm not like that. I'm the least, by a large margin,
listen,
the least eloquent.
People hire out, you know, your company, Pixel Metaphors. If you're growing their business, who cares if you have an accent or not? I mean, if you're providing results. But you're talking about Facebook and Instagram ads. Why specifically Facebook ads and Instagram ads? Why should people go, if nothing else, in that direction?
First, I would like to say, whenever I'm approaching somebody and I'm mentioning Facebook, they're kind of, many of them, the reaction I'm getting is, oh, Facebook, but that's for pictures of kids and brunch with friends and vacations. They don't know that there's a lot more to that than just that, which is kind of fluffy. I agree on a personal side. I'm not doing much of that myself, but it's very good, very good on the business side. It's very good for marketing. So the reason Facebook and Instagram are so good for marketing is there's a lot of attention on the platform. That Facebook has roughly 2 billion users.
Wow.
So that's insane. We're spending daily online about 3 hours. And out of those 3 hours, 50 minutes on Facebook. So that's a lot of attention right there.
And it's not expensive either.
It's not expensive. And what I was able to do for my customers several times, reaching about 5,000 people for only $100 in marketing fees. And you do a video ad and you make sure that, by the way you set up the ad, you make sure that the account gets charged only if the user sees at least 10 seconds. So that will make it about 2 seconds for a view of 10 seconds. And I don't think it gets cheaper than that. Probably word of mouth is cheaper than that.
Right. And so that's one of the big differences between that and traditional advertising?
Yes. This, like, probably if we're comparing Facebook marketing with direct mail, probably it's hard to compare it, but I've seen comparisons and it's easily 5 times cheaper to do it on Facebook. And also another big advantage of Facebook is you can target very well. You know exactly whom you're going to address. It's not going to be your wife who see the ad, just like the way it is with direct marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So targeting, Facebook has a lot of data. Now, we could argue that it's good or bad. That's a long discussion. But fact is, they have a lot of data about us. So it's not just what we enter in our profile, because there are a lot of people who just mention their date of birth and gender, and that's it, because they're very private. And I'm like that too. But Facebook has a lot of data because they are buying third-party data. So that's how they know.
Right. And if you have a certain product that you're trying to sell or a certain service, you can, as you say, target the people that have maybe have been looking up that kind of stuff. So you know it's going to them. They already have a little bit of an interest in what you have to offer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I read a book. I don't remember exactly, but it was about the 80-20 principle, the Pareto principle. And he has like a checklist when, because he says, don't make cold calls, because it's not like you're going to call a lot of people who are not ready. And he's saying, who should you target? They should have the money. They should have the decision of power. They should have a burning need. And Facebook is helping with all these criteria. You're going to hit up people who are ready for that. You can even target net worth, for instance. You can mm-hmm. say, okay, I want people who are, I don't know, 2 million and up. And you're not going to waste many clicks if you do this, just because you can target people so well. You can also do workplace targeting, and many people don't know that. They're thinking, okay, LinkedIn is the professional network, Facebook is like personal stuff, but it's not true. You can do workplace targeting on Facebook, for instance, targeting everyone who works at Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can do that with Facebook.
Oh, wow. That's the reason why people need to look at pixel metaphors, because they don't know these kind of things. Christian Greta is our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio. I see here in the notes you got something about a thank you economy. What do you mean by a thank you economy?
Thank you economy, and I don't know, it was probably Gary Vaynerchuk who coined this term, but what it means is providing, like a lot of business owners are afraid to give free advice because they're saying, oh no, my services are expensive, I'm not going to do that. But thank you economy means giving a lot for free. Not everything. I'm not saying everything should be discounts, but not being afraid to give free advice and help others and promoting others. It would be something like, we're seeing our businesses as interviewing everyone. I'm promoting myself by promoting others. But if I'm the interviewer in the room, even though I'm not directly in the spotlight, I'll be indirectly. So that's what it means.
It's sort of what Business Radio X.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
It's exactly what we do.
Yes.
We want to promote other great businesses in the community. And of course, that just helps us. Plus, it makes me feel pretty good too. So we like doing that.
You are doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Christian.
Fantastic.
How do companies engage with you? Do you, is it for an extended period of time, or is it just, I just need you for a week or just a one time, or do you try to stay connected with them? How do people contract with you?
Usually it doesn't make sense to run a campaign for less than a week or two, just because it's a process. It's always a matter of, if I'm targeting someone, it's a matter of where they are in the process. If they never heard about me, I would have a hard time asking them to come to my website and order something, because that's a big favor to ask. But if I'm in the beginning, I'd rather ask them, I would rather build awareness in the beginning, like spread the word, people know about me. Second time they hear about me, oh, I think I heard about this. So it's always depending on where they are in the process. So like I said, it makes sense for the campaign to be longer than two weeks a month.
Gotcha. Christian Greta with Pixel Metaphors. For those that would like to find out more about you and more about your company and look into your services, where can they get more information?
So they can go to my website, pixelmetaphors.com, and I'll be happy to see how I could help with marketing. I'm looking for businesses that are running, so to say, traditional marketing, and probably they're not happy with it, because I'm a big believer in social media, and I think this is very effective and it could bring a lot of value.
And I'm sure a lot of people that are running their businesses, they're experts at what they do, but they're probably not an expert at how to run a social media campaign. So a reason to reach out to you. Christian, thank you for coming by.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mike.
Christian Greedo with Pixel Metaphors here on North Fulton Business Radio. Also want to thank our other guest, Monique Russell with Clear Communication Solutions and Jeff Lovejoy with Action Coach. A reminder, you can listen to this show anytime 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, and you can go to the North Fulton studio. And then, of course, this show is North Fulton Business Radio. You can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes by going there on the website. This show and all our others also available on iTunes. You can download the show there. Please subscribe and review us on iTunes. And we're also all over social media at North Fulton BRX. Want to thank our producer, Trey, for his great work behind the scenes. And John Ray will be back next time. And for John, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.